Coach Donan Cruz, pressure is on. You haven't lost a set yet. have you?
We have not in the three matches that we have played. So your information is accurate.
I think it gets a little tougher this weekend from what I've heard. Hawaii is pretty good. Is that a fair statement?
That's a pretty fair statement. We're expecting a high level of competition. So we're on an incline now, and I think the group is ready, and everyone's pretty excited about what's ahead. So it's going to be a pretty fun match on Saturday.
Coach Donan Cruz, Ball State men's volleyball, home Saturday and Monday. So how did we book Hawaii to come to Muncie, Indiana?
Honestly, it was like a perfect timing, and I was at the right place at the right time, I think, with Coach Charlie Wade back in June after I got hired. And, you know, they were kind of due for a trip back to the Midwest. Interesting note here is that actually Coach Charlie Wade is a native of Indiana, so he grew up in this area.
Oh, really?
So for him to be coming back here, I think, is also pretty cool for him, and a neat little story there. But it's just sometimes how scheduling and things work. You just kind of right place, right time, and we're grateful that they decided to make the trip, and I'm sure they're pretty excited about coming to the Midwest and playing a good level of volleyball, so we're looking to show them a good time.
It's not common, I don't think, to book an opponent for two matches, but I assume because they're traveling so far, it's worth it to them, and it's also worth it to you for your guys to have this kind of competitor in town. Is that right?
Absolutely. And, you know, we get on a plane. It's a quick turnaround. In less than a week, we'll head to Salt Lake and drive down to Provo to play BYU. So, yeah, you know, Hawaii's used to being on the road. When they get going, they're kind of road warriors. We're just grateful that they're going to be here for two matches, and things worked out. So it's going to be fun, and I'm expecting a really, really good match on Saturday. So we're excited about it.
Coach Donan Cruz and his young men, the student-athletes at Ball State University, undefeated so far this year. I watched some video of you, Coach, in one of your practice sessions yesterday or the day before. Those gentlemen, first of all, fly, and second of all, you're not as tall as most of them. Is that also an accurate statement?
Yeah, you know, I'm a little bit on the shorter side when you stand up to someone that's 6'8". So we've got a bunch of towers around, and I think that might be a common statement for a lot of people. Yeah. But, you know, we got some athletes. And these guys are big, physical, and healthy. And, you know, a lot of them, I'm happy they're on our side of the net and not the other side. So it's a blast having these guys around and, you know, not only great athletes, but also great character guys. And, you know, I think they're a fun group to be around. And I think you can see that, you know, in the way they interact with one another.
First time ever Hawaii is coming to town, and you would love to see a big bunch of people enjoy some real competitive, fun men's volleyball, right?
Absolutely. We hope everyone can get out to Worthen Arena Saturday night. Not often you get to see the number one team in the country fly across the Pacific Ocean and come to Muncie, Indiana.
By the way, if there is any home and home, like if, you know, there's a trade-off, like Ball State's going to go to Hawaii sometime to play, if you need me to carry like an equipment bag or, you know, just if you need any help, my wife Nancy and I would be more than willing to donate our services for that trip. Just, you know, planting a seed, okay?
I'll just make sure I take a note right now on that one.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Coach Cruz. Have a great rest of your day. Good luck.
All right, you too. Thanks.
All right, bye.